The Cincinnati Bengals running back, former Longhorn, has actually already started serving his time in Travis County Jail, 20 days or less. Yeah. So he's going to get that out of the way. We'll tell you about that and more coming up in sports. Well, you know, it's preseason. They can do without him for a game.
That's right. Let's go ahead and clear the 20 days. He has to do 20 days.
Well, it better be less than that because he's going to get credit for time served when he was arrested.
Sure.
So, so he probably served a day here, a day there.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, he won't even have time to get used to the food.
So. Did they have him fly down in the company G5 or, you know, did he have to fly commercial to get down there?
Yeah, probably so, you know.
Boy, it's tough. It's tough. Yeah. Hey, so that last story you had.
I knew you'd pounce on that.
Well, yeah. Okay, once again, just slowly describe that thing once again. And remember that the news was brought to you by the Heart Pros.
Yes. And I was not trying to juxtapose those.
I know. Yeah. Okay, here we go from the State Fair, huh?
Fair officials on Wednesday described one offering as a bubble gum flavored marshmallow.
Oh! Okay.
Dipped in batter.
Okay.
And, of course, if you're going to dip it in batter, you must fry it.
Sure,
topped with icing.
Ooh.
Huh.
And powdered sugar.
God. Huh. Are you not fat enough? I mean, really. People who have more than a 34-inch waist should not be allowed to consume that. I mean, there's just no reason for that.
Well, now wait, 34.
Well, I'm just
36 is permissible.
What? Oh,
you know.
God. Give me two of them. Let me have two of them.
Hey.
Wait, why are you making them, huh? Let me have a couple. Hey, have you got a pack I can put about six in?
Can I get a Diet Coke?
Right.
Yeah. That makes my teeth go on edge just to hear that. Holy. Man,
yeah.
Well, that's good.
But when you're at the fair, man.
Oh, I know. Sure, that and a lemonade, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Here's that story I had. 96% of the 23,000 respondents in the fourth annual Red Plum Purse String Study said they would still use coupons if they struck it big in the lottery.
Whatever.
That's a lie. That's just not correct.
Yeah, you wouldn't get around to it. I mean, you'd do another thing. You're not clipping coupons.
What in the world makes you think that you need to have that at the beginning of your release about this survey we did? Because immediately, people are going to look at this and go, oh, well, yeah, this is a fact finder right here. Yeah, we're gonna believe all of this.
Yeah. So. If you win the lottery, first off, you got people going to the grocery store for you, right?
Exactly.
You're having them delivered.
Yeah. You're not going to be there. Well, more bad news for the president of U.S. America.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. You know, many of the times that he would go out, he would talk about green energy initiatives, you know, and getting green jobs and doing what we needed to expand that part of the economy and make energy more affordable for all of us. And one of the companies that was the poster child for his effort, a company called Solyndra out in California, S-O-L, Solyndra. And what they did is they made solar panels. And I'm using the past tense because they filed Chapter 11 yesterday.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And in the release, talking about how these people had filed bankruptcy, the president and CEO of the company said, regulatory and policy uncertainties in recent months have created significant near-term excess supply and price erosion.
Regulatory?
That's what I meant. Wouldn't it be interesting?
The government put them out of business?
Yes, sir. I mean, wouldn't it be interesting to know exactly what that regulatory and policy uncertainty or uncertainties might be?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the poster child, but we're going to go ahead and run you out of business. Right hand, left hand. Right hand, left hand. But let's wash our ears out with this wonderful story.
Okay.
What in the world would possess a man to bake 100 different pies in under 13 hours?
Drunk.
He ain't got no 36-inch waist.
No. Yeah. The reason is famous people like pie.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Yeah.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Uh-huh.
So I guess just maybe pegging it to that, the fact that he likes pie.
Uh-huh.
And pi r squared.
That's right.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, I like pie. Yeah. Some pie.
Yeah.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
See, he asked, Tom. I'm glad you answered.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Chris Monroe, who owns a successful drive-up pie stand called Hunk-a-Pie.
Hunk-a-Hunk-a-Burning-Pie?
Hunk-a-Pie. And, of course, it's in Arkansas.
That was Elvis's favorite pie, was Hunk-a-Pie.
Wanted to come up with a business idea that was so big and crazy, it was guaranteed to get some attention. So he came up with a list of 100 different pies and got to bacon Saturday afternoon about 2 o'clock. And by 3 a.m., when that had rolled around, he had made Eva Pie on the list.
3 a.m. in the morning?
3 a.m. in the morning. From 2 p.m. in the afternoon to 3 a.m. in the morning.
Was each of them a different pie?
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying. By the time Hunk-a-Pie opened for business on Sunday, more than a dozen excited customers, again, remember it's Arkansas, were already in line.
Mama,
need to get a pie.
We're lining up. Yeah. We're going to early church because we got to get to the
right
place.
We got to get to the pie place when it opens up.
I want to get that rhubarb.
I got to make sure I got my choice.
Lemon ice box. Come on.
All the parking spots were taken. People actually parking down the block. In fact, business was so good, he sold out of pies by 4 p.m.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Yeah, see? There's a guy standing out there who's saying,
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Yeah.
Wonder what kind of pie the first guy asked for. You know, I mean, he had his choice of all of them, right?
Tom, I tell you what, if there were only a place where you could go to get that information.
Well, I don't know. That's pretty detailed stuff there, you know. They have them all listed, you know? What kind of
Well, and how long?
What was the least popular
The real question is, how long did he take? Because he's had all that time to stand there. He's got how many different pies to choose from?
100.
100 different types of pie. And is he selling it by the slice or is he selling the whole pie?
No, I bet he's doing it by the slice. Make more money that way.
Well, you know, more important than what was the first pie picked, what was the last pie left? You know?
Mince
that
meat.
Was one bad pie, right?
Mince meat.
Yeah.
Raisin pie. My grandmother always makes raisin pie around the holidays.
Yeah.
And in 35 years, I've never even had a taste of it.
Now, see, that's just being a bad grandson.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
You need to eat grandma's pie.
No, you got
to
have one slice. You got to have one bite of the pie and then say, oh, the kids are acting up, and you set it down.
Yeah, no, be the rest of the dog.
No, raisins go in cookies with oatmeal.
They just go in oatmeal. But raisins go a lot of places, but I understand that. In a pie. And, you know, now, Chase, think about this.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that she grew up in a house where that's the only fruit that they could afford. You ever think about that?
Yeah,
so
Chase.
It's kind of a touchstone.
Yeah, still not
going to
make me eat it.
Kind of a touchstone.
What kind of?
Not my fault. She makes two other kinds of pies. So, you know.
What kind of filling was around the raisins? I mean, like raisin juice,
raisin guts.
Yeah. Goop. I mean, what?
if you took the innards of pecan pie and put raisins instead of pecans,
that's exactly what I was thinking.
And I've seen that before too, which is an abomination.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
leave the pecan.
That's ruined a pecan pie.
Yeah, that's a perfectly normal pie right there.
Well, but as with everything, if you put enough sugar in it, it'll taste great.
Yeah.
So
and it's still a raisin. That's my problem.
Y'all ever had rhubarb pie?
No.
Oh,
no.
Man. I love rhubarb.
That was a passionate note.
Yeah, no, I got no. Once I saw that in the grocery store, I said, they make pie.
They don't look great, but.
It looks like red celery, you know?
Yeah, but I had some just last weekend.
But that's the old, if you put enough sugar in it, it'll work.
You're right.
Have you ever flashed your lights at another driver?
Whew. I'm glad you went there.
Have you ever flashed your lights at another driver to warn them about a policeman or woman who might be down the road?
Yes, because I have it done to me, and I appreciate it. I do it also.
Don't have time for just this second. This is what you call a tease. It's a gigantic story.
Uh-huh.
It's a big story that could cost one state a lot of money.
Well,
we'll have that before 8 o'clock.